This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Ellie, I must say that I'm pretty glad this studio has air conditioning. It's been oppressively hot lately in London.
Yeah, thanks, climate change.
I don't think you can say that.
Why not?
Well, instead of saying that a particular weather event is caused by climate change, don't you have to say something like, this event is consistent with our understanding of climate change, and scientists expect there to be more extreme weather events as the world continues to warm?
Well, sure, I know attributing individual weather events to climate change is normally pretty difficult. Climate change studies are often broad and global. They look at mean changes over large time periods and spatial scales, rather than a particular event. But that is until researchers like Friederike Otto started getting more specific. By turning her models to particular places and timescales, she is trying to calculate how much blame can be attributed to climate change for a given extreme weather event. These kinds of attribution studies are changing the way people think about climate change, replacing the broad general statements with specific direct numbers. Reporter Noah Baker called up Friederike to find out more.
What scientists have been able to say before is that in a warming climate, we expect the likelihood of heat waves to increase, and we can also say how we have predicted that to increase in different parts of the world. But with these studies that we are doing, we are able to quantify the effect of climate change in a specific location at a specific time of year. So at the moment, for example, we have a heat wave here in Northern Europe, and we have just done a study where we looked at individual parts of Northern Europe.
Tell me, how much more likely was this heat wave to occur as a result of climate change?
5 times.
That seems like a very significant number, and also one that must be difficult to calculate. It's only recently that people like you and your group have been able to come up with numbers like this. What is it that's changed to allow you to do that?
In order to look at extreme events, we need to be able to run a climate model many hundreds of times. And that only has been possible with computer power in the last maybe 10 years. And then we also needed to develop methodologies and find out the best way of doing these attribution studies to actually also have confidence and assess the robustness of our results. And so that of course also plays a role and takes a bit of time.
Now, just to clarify here, you're not at the stage where you can say something like, this heat wave was caused by climate change. That statement you can't quite make yet.
Well, yes, we can make that statement, but it depends on what you mean with the word cause. So in the same way that you can say smoking causes cancer, we can say this heat wave was caused by climate change. But it's always a probabilistic causality because every extreme event always has multiple causes.
Do you have a sort of an end goal here with this? Is this just pure scientific curiosity, or are you hoping that the results of these attribution studies might make a difference, either scientifically or even to policy or to how people think about climate change?
I think from a societal point of view, there are two reasons why we do this. The first reason is people ask the question. So when extreme events are happening, people ask the question, what's the role of climate change? And until very recently, before we were able to answer these questions, scientists would not say anything, or they would say it's the kind of event we would expect in a changing climate, but they couldn't really give any numbers or pin it down to this individual event. But politicians will give an answer, or people with a different agenda. The second reason is when an extreme event happens, you usually have a window of opportunity to do something about the vulnerability to this kind of events.
A big part of doing something like that is speed and timeliness. You know, there's no point in coming up with a study on an event that happened 10 years ago for something that might need a quick policy decision.
Yes, so the aim of that initiative is to provide attribution results when people are asking the question. So I think this week was actually our record. So we started on Tuesday and we had a press briefing just today on Friday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's a sort of a 3-4 day turnaround to a press briefing. But would it be possible to, in the future, not even need a press briefing? You could just post as soon as the heat wave's happening on, say, social media and say, this heat wave happened because of climate change, or this heat wave was 5 or 6 times more likely because of the, you know, the impacts of climate change.
What I hope for in the future is that we don't have to do this. For the events where the methods are really advanced and where we have developed a good strategy on how to do this and also how to do this quickly, that the operational centers in this world would do this and that we in our research could focus on the more complicated events. Because at the moment, we are quite confident with heat waves, with extreme precipitation. We have done quite a few droughts. But we only have done 2 maybe studies on wind storms, but they are, of course, also very, very important. And there are other types of events which we can't robustly attribute yet, where it would be great to be able to focus on the research.
Do you think things like attribution studies will make scientists' voice louder in this argument? Do you think that they will be able to be heard more?
I think so, yes. Being able to give concrete evidence, concrete number for a specific event where we can say, yes, we have looked at this particular part in the world and we can say that climate change made this heat wave in your backyard 10 times more likely. That is more heard than if you would only be able to say that it's the kind of thing we expect from our physical understanding.
That was Friederike Otto from the University of Oxford in the UK speaking with Noah Baker.